Angel Mom Patty Morin, Trump heard the cries of a mother, and he cared. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 22, 2024. Angel Mom Patty Morin, whose daughter Rachel Morin, 37, was allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant, praised President-elect Donald Trump for having heard the cries of a mother and caring. During a speech at Turning Point USA's America Fest, Trump invited Patty Morin on stage to share her story. Patty Morin shared how the first time she met Trump in person, she didn't really speak, and she mostly watched and listened to what he said and how he interacted to see if he was an authentic man. "The first time I met President Trump in person, he invited us to lunch, my attorney and I," Patty Morin shared. "And, to be honest, I didn't do anything, I just sat there. I didn't really speak, because I wanted to watch the man and listen to what he had to say and what his conversation was like because I knew he wasn't a politician. But, I knew that he had been president before. And I wanted to see if he was a real authentic man, who actually cared for the American people." Patty Morin added that as she watched Trump speak and interact, she noticed how much his staff really respected him and how much his staff loved working for him. "So, I watched him, I watched how he interacted," Patty Morin continued. "I also watched how much his staff really respected him and how much his staff loved working for him. But, the thing that changed the way that I looked at him as a person, was I realized that he was a dad, that he was a grandfather. And when you spoke to him, you could see in his eyes that he genuinely cared about his fellow human being. But, the thing I appreciate the most, is that he heard the cries of a mother, and he cared. And, he made a promise that he was going to protect us and that he was going to help us," Patty Morin continued. "That's all you can ask from your president, but also just from a fellow human being. And so, I am so honored to know this man and to think of you as a friend." Patty Morin's words come after she revealed on Saturday how the Biden administration had not offered condolences after Rachel Morin had been allegedly murdered by Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an alleged illegal alien MS-13 gang member. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on first- and second-degree murder charges, along with rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. As Breitbart News's John Binder reported, on August 5, 2023, Rachel went for a walk on the Monpah Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Rachel did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested Martinez Hernandez for Rachel's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Rachel to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on second-degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. "She's been through hell," Trump said in response to Patty Morin's words. "Who wouldn't be? I mean, so many people, so many. I call them angel moms, and they are, they go through hell. Many of them say it doesn't get any better, but we have to hope it does get better."